And now it's time for your letters. Harold Melnick of Santa Fe, New Mexico, had these questions after listening to Steve Inskeep's interview with Arianna Huffington. A former SUV driver, Huffington is now an outspoken critic of sport utility vehicles. Why does no one ask Ms. H. what she did with her SUV, Melnick wants to know. Did she have it crushed so it will no longer consume fuel and pollute? Did she garage it to be driven only when snow falls in L.A.? Or did she trade it so now someone else is driving it? If the latter, then there's no gain for the environment and it was all just for show. Toray's commentary about gangster rapper 50 Cent inspired many of our listeners to pen their own angry messages. This came from H.W. Owens of Hattiesburg, Mississippi. I don't believe praise should be heaped on a man who has sold crack on street corners and was shot by rival purveyors of poison, who refuses to renounce his former livelihood, and who writes pseudo-poetic odes to murder and mayhem. Such activity should be condemned, not reveled in. What audience were you trying to reach with this report? And from Susan Perkard of Riverside, California, I was disgusted by the laudatory review of 50 Cent's amoral rants about selling drugs and acting like a thug. Evil is powerful and fascinating, Perkard continued, and our culture promotes it because it makes money. And finally, Ben Scott of Somerville, Maine, found our story on a draw-in for peace at the Metropolitan Museum of Art interesting. He was particularly intrigued that the artist chose to make sketches from a Syrian bas-reliefs as a protest against war in Iraq. Assyria, Scott writes, was one of the most warlike and feared nations of ancient Mesopotamia. Along with artful images of fertility spirits, angels, and lion hunts, they carved bas-reliefs detailing how they had sacked cities and impaled, flayed alive, or enslaved the inhabitants, honoring Assyria in the name of peace. Regardless of the masterful works of art they created, suggests that somebody did not do his or her homework. If you've got a thing or two to tell us, send your comments to watc@npr.org. And please be sure to tell us where you're from and how to pronounce your name.